Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
As of today, no one needs to hide who they are to serve the country that they love. As of today.
This is an historic day for the Pentagon and for the nation.
We are a stronger joint force, a more tolerant joint force, a force of more character and more honor, more in keeping with our own values.
That's President Barack Obama, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen talking about the end of the military's long-held don't ask, don't tell policy of gays serving openly in the military. The policy ended 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. And joining us to talk about the repeal of don't ask, don't tell and some of the logic behind it, very subtle. You heard the president say it. We'll see what Frank Turek thinks about that. He's founder and president of CrossExamine.org, author of the book Correct, Not Politically Correct, How Same-Sex Marriage Hurts Everyone. And he's also written a column for townhall.com titled Gay Rights, Don't Ask, Don't Think. Frank, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
We heard President Obama echo the words that the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mullins had been saying earlier in the week. No longer will people have to hide who they are to serve the country they love. What do you hear there that disturbs you?
Well, when he says who they are, that's implying that if you have certain desires, whatever they are, that defines your identity. Well, we all have desires, but that doesn't define who we are. And the military is not concerned with your identity. The military is concerned with your behavior. Behavior is important. Look, Todd, I was a legal officer in the United States Navy. I drummed people out of the military, or out of the Navy, for many different things. For example, adultery, fraternization, gambling with a subordinate. These are all things that are not illegal in our general public in the civilian life, but they are a problem in the Navy, in the military, because you have to have a much higher order of discipline, and people live with one another and are very intimate with one another, and you have to maintain the separation between the officer ranks and the enlisted ranks for battle purposes. And so I reject the whole idea that who you are is who you want to sleep with. Who you are is a human being, and how you behave is what's important to the military. The military, serving in the military is not a right. It's called service for a reason. We have standards of behavior. We have standards for weight. We have standards for physical ability. We have standards for intelligence that preclude people from being in the Navy or in the military in general. We also have standards of sexual behavior, until recently anyway, although there are still some sexual behaviors like adultery which are not tolerated. So I reject this whole idea that this is who we are and that gives us the right, therefore, to serve in the military. No, you have to meet behavioral standards to serve in the military.
I noticed the examples that you gave, fraternization, adultery, gambling with a subordinate, all of those are not identities. They are behaviors.
No. Of course. This is all about behavior. People will say, well, are you a heterosexual? I'll say, no, I'm a male. What I decide to do sexually is a choice. It's always a choice. Wherever my feelings come from, that's another story. That's really irrelevant to the military. The military wants to know how are you going to behave, because behavior is important. So we reject all sorts of people for their behavior in the military, because we need to have a very well-oiled, efficient, cohesive military force to serve the country. So we reject all sorts of people. So just because somebody says I have these feelings, you must accept me because of who I am, that's nonsense when it comes to the military. It should be anyway.
So I'm very curious about this. Kind of the question is, what replaces don't ask, don't tell? It's not as though there is no policy anymore. Do you think that the military has thought sufficiently, and the civilian leadership of the military thought sufficiently about questions like, well, adultery is still against the code, What about homosexual behavior? How is it going to be incorporated into the existing sexual behaviors that fall under the code that all the military must follow?
Well, yeah, it's certainly not one of the codes that is a problem anymore, according to the military, that you can engage in homosexual behavior and still be in the military. So I don't think they have thought it through. I think this was completely political. Even, I don't know if you saw this, Todd, but it's been seen now, according to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, somebody leaked misinformation to the Washington Post on November 30th during the lame duck session where they actually overturned Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They leaked information about the survey that was wrong to try and influence the decision to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This was money used by the United States to do this survey of the troops. And they put out, someone put out false information about the survey that made the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell more attractive than it really was.
Another argument that often comes up, it's not particular to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but it is often brought up when the subject of homosexual behavior in the military comes up, is, look, this is comparable to race or interracial marriage, and we don't bar people from serving in the military because of their race. How do you respond to that implication?
I think it's nonsense, because race is not a behavior. Race is a skin color, which has no impact on anyone's behavior. But homosexuality is a behavior, and it does affect other people. So I think that the two are, while it's a convenient analogy, it's an analogy that doesn't work. You'll find many former homosexuals. You'll never find a former African-American. You can't change your skin color, and your skin color is irrelevant to your behavior, but you can change your behavior. A retired Army General, Major General Patrick Brady, pointed out also that it's a problem medically, homosexuality. He had this op-ed on it called Pentagon Don't Ask, Don't Tell study was biased, and this general weighed in. He also talked about the problem of blood in combat. Homosexuals are 60 times more likely, at least male homosexuals anyway, 60 times more likely to have HIV than the general public, and yet you're dealing with blood all the time, obviously, in combat. So there's another issue that I think has been overlooked by the people who overturned this ban.
Why is the military different from any other institution in our society with respect to how it regulates the behaviors of those who serve within it?
Well, one of the major differences is that the military lives with one another 24/7, especially on ships in the Navy or in the Marine Corps when you're out on deployment. You don't go home to mom and dad, or you don't go home to your wife or your husband. You live with the people that you fight with 24/7, and this creates all sorts of problems when it comes to privacy and intimacy and different restroom facilities and all that. The survey they did take, it said that 71% of the military were opposed to having these open showers where anybody could come in, and for obvious reasons. I mean, this is a nightmare militarily, and people are playing it down because this was a political fait accompli. This was going to happen regardless of what any survey said. This was Obama's payoff to the homosexual community.
And I wonder, a young man shows up at a recruiting station. He wants to join one of the branches of our military. There are going to be, I'm sure, a barrage of questions asked him about mm-hmm. his behavior in other respects. If he were to say, look, I'm not heterosexual, I'm not gay. I guess I believe I'm kind of a polygamist. And mm-hmm. I do plan on practicing my polygamy if I serve in the military. Does the military right now, in principle, have any reason for saying you cannot serve in the military if they will permit those who say I'm going to practice my homosexuality as well?
Well, I think that's a great question, Todd. I think that the logic used to legitimize homosexuality can be used to legitimize virtually any sexual behavior. Now, the folks on the other side of this issue will say, are you comparing homosexuality and polygamy? No, I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying the logic, the reason that you use to try and justify homosexuality is the same logic or reason you can use to justify polygamy or incest or bestiality or anything else. So I think it's a great question, and the military, as I mentioned before, Todd, it's something that we hold dear because it protects us. And you have to qualify to be in the military. There's not a right, and there are all sorts of restrictions. I just don't get why this restriction that has been in place for so long and served us well has to go by the wayside because of political correctness. Political correctness will be the death of this country.
Can you stick with us for a few minutes on the other side of the break?
Sure, Don.
All right, I got a real quick question before we go to that break. Why do you think the gay lobby wanted the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell at the expense of almost every other issue except pushing for gay marriage?
Well, I think it's just a matter to be to validate homosexuality. They are not going to rest until homosexuality is validated and seen as equal to heterosexuality in every aspect of society, and the military is just one of those aspects.
We'll take a break when we come back. A few more minutes with Frank Turek. He's founder and president of CrossExamine.org, author of the book Correct, Not Politically Correct, How Same-Sex Marriage Hurts Everyone. And he's written a column for townhall.com titled Gay Rights, Don't Ask, Don't Think. We're talking about the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. It's Thursday afternoon, the 22nd of September. I invite your questions or comments, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. After we conclude our conversation with Frank, we're going to turn to the Issues Etc. comment line and hear from you, our listeners, and respond. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. When we come back, now it's all said and done. It's gone. Who knows what's actually going to take its place? But had Frank had an opportunity to testify on Capitol Hill when all of this was being debated, yes, it was a fait accompli, but when it was being debated, had he had the opportunity to testify on Capitol Hill about whether or not to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, what would he have said? We'll get the answer to that question right after this.
I've been hearing about Country Bob's all-purpose sauce and how it tastes great on any and everything you may be cooking and serving at your family dinner table. Well, over the years, I've discovered that Country Bob's is much more than that. You see, Country Bob's is that secret ingredient in many of my recipes, whether it be for chili soups or stews or that favorite marinade for the select meat of the day we're grilling. If you're interested in discovering the secret, log on to countrybobs.com and check out their blog, exchange recipes, or buy yourself a Country Bob's cookbook and become part of the Country Bob's family. And remember, it all comes down to the sauce.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A senator's startling statement.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
If you are a part of the majority of Americans who oppose federal funding of abortions, then you should know that a U.S. senator questions whether or not you should be protected by the U.S. Constitution. Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey recently spoke at a Planned Parenthood rally. There, he asserted that by seeking to defund Planned Parenthood, quote, Tea Party Republicans have declared war on women. He then said, those who won't respect the rights of women don't earn the freedoms that are guaranteed in the Constitution. They don't deserve the freedoms that are in the Constitution.
Are you pro-life? Then visit our website at sba-list.org and discover how you can make a difference. I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks for taking a stand.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Frank Turek is our guest for a few minutes. Then we'll hear from you on the Issues Etc. comment line. Frank, I know that it's all said and done, and I agree with you that this was essentially a decided matter long before there were hearings on Capitol Hill. But had you been given an opportunity in those Capitol Hill hearings to testify about the repeal, the possible repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, what would you have said?
It's a great question, Todd, and there's so many things I would say. If I had to narrow it down to one thing, I would say, why are you trying to complicate an already difficult job, which is going into combat, with sexual distractions? And let me just qualify that by saying I'm not for women in combat either, because I think it's too serious and too important an endeavor, combat, that is, to somehow complicate it unnecessarily with sexual distractions. And that's really what they're asking us to do. They're asking us to degrade our military readiness to allow political correctness to invade our military. Sexual distractions, whether they're between a man and a woman or two men or two women, are exactly what you don't need in the military. That's why the military for so many years has had all these rules in place that aren't in the civilian world, they're just in the military world, to prevent fraternization between men and women, and adultery and fraternization between subordinates and superiors, because they know that in a combat situation, when decisions have to be made quickly and immediate obedience needs to occur, you can't have these distractions. And what they're doing now is they're adding further distractions to a military that already has difficulty all over the world engaging a very hostile enemy. And as you know, Todd, I know you've seen probably the studies on this, the organ or the branch of the military that was most against this was the Marine Corps, because the Marine Corps knows intimacy better than any other branch of the service, because they live with one another in the field 24/7, as I mentioned earlier. The last thing they need is this political correctness where they're adding all sorts of sexual distractions to it. I just think it's forget the moral aspect of it. Let's just talk about the practical aspects of military readiness. I think it's a disaster.
Well, with that said, and only about 30 seconds to answer, can you explain why the top levels of the military commanders all seem to be speaking in favor of dropping Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, first of all, they weren't, particularly the Marine Corps commandant wasn't. But secondly, because the higher you get in the military, the more political your job gets. The higher you get in rank, the more political it gets. And if you want advancement, you better toe the line or you're going to be gone. I know, I've been in. That's the way it works.
Frank Turek is founder and president of CrossExamine.org. He's author of the book Correct, Not Politically Correct, How Same-Sex Marriage Hurts Everyone. He's also written a column for townhall.com titled Gay Rights, Don't Ask, Don't Think. You'll find a link to this column and to his book Correct, Not Politically Correct at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Todd. God bless.